Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
We are not through yet. Kabara Bohondo, Galabanana. Ziarabaraba Antereba Area Ashkanada. Parabarabaho Zanaba Antere. Somebody that loves Jesus, keep attack and a gadodosha. Magabada Bahantere Kare. Zila Barabarabahandere Koda Baha. Paria antere barabahashkalalala. Birabahantoraba antere kerebo oshke. Zantereba antaraba antere kowa. Raise your voice like thunder. Give him glory in the house of God. Shadagadadadada bahantere. Paragadadadada bahantota. Zila bada bada bahadega de boho. Rabada bahante de ba antala ba aya. Shada de kandota. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Paronde kabande karinde katu. Zila bada bada da 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 ha. Let me hear some Holy Ghost filled people. Parabade de kosha. Anta. This is a revival of the spirit. Kabere batunta. Kabare ba askida. Tutabare koda. Raise your voice and worship. Padiano. Sadebada da 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 bahando, Ria da bado coat, Damerele. Can I see your hands raised to the King? Kabados. Hey, Tibanado. Zia da bado. Party a la la la. Party a la la la. Gigale. Zandolo. Pardons! Zabadabadabaho Tariyana. Kabiribadananananamane. Hey! Tila le boho! That's staring in the spirit. That's staring in the spirit. That's staring in the spirit. Holy Ghost! Tika Boboja. That's staring in the spirit. Hallelujah. The two hands are lifted up to Jesus. Close your eyes everywhere.
Mira wasio. Mira wasio. Mira wasio.
Unya me dawa sio me. Oh, me dawa sio.
Me dawa sio.
Sing it for the last time. Me dawa sio. Me dawa sio.
Me dawa sio.
Yes, me dawa
sio.
Amen. Me free makuma, me shani awaya, esese mi da wasi,
esese mi da wasi,
unsa nunyuma, unsa nunyu. Ayamiwa, asa,
me
da wasio,
me da wasio,
hira me da wasio. Sing it for the last time. Me, that was you, me. Oh, me, that was you. Your two hands lifted and your eyes closed, and Father, we honor you. Parakadoboshka, we honor you. We give you all the absolute glory. You are God alone, God by yourself. You sit enthroned in the cherubim of glory upon the mercy seat. The four living creatures worship you. The 24 elders worship you. They cast their crowns before you, before your throne at the sea of glass. Thank you for granting us life. Yesterday when we stood here, 17 people had lost their lives. This evening, whilst we are standing here, almost about 21 people have also lost their lives. They burned to ashes this morning. So we do not understand why we are here, except for your grace. Will be anyone who be your faith? Abmano etimiat nelse. Will be anyone na hunim any dear. It is not of works that anybody should boast. We stand here to say thank you. We honor you. We love you. We bless you. We adore you. We give you glory. We exalt your holy name. Can I have a witness? We exalt you. We celebrate and magnify your holy name. Glory to the Son of God, the Lamb of God, the Savior of the world, our Messiah. We are grateful. Now I pray, Master, in the name of Jesus, that your love and your grace will be our portion. Let your presence take dominance. Let your presence take absolute control. Breathe your word on us in the name of Jesus. Breathe your word. Let your word and your name be breathed on us. Breathe it on us. in the mighty name of Christ Jesus. We give you thanks. You have begun a good work you will accomplish. We know that somebody will come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ tonight. We know that tonight in this place, there will be a release, healing, and deliverance. You will bring restoration, recovery, replenishment to your people. There will be a new beginning for somebody on this second day of November 2021. In the name of Jesus, open the floodgates of heaven and let it rain. Let it rain. Let it rain. Let it rain. God, let it rain. God, let it rain. Let it rain. Let it rain. In Jesus' precious name, we give you thanks, glory, and praise in Jesus' precious name. Father, I ask that you will swallow up every demonic presence, demonic interruption, intrusion, interference, anything that will rise or exalt itself above the knowledge of Christ. I pray that you will swallow that thing in Jesus' name. Have your way. Speak in power. Speak in the name of Jesus. Have your way. Roar, my God, like a lion in Jesus' precious name. Somebody shout amen. Amen. Celebrate the goodness of God. Celebrate the goodness of God. Welcoming all of you in the precious name of Christ Jesus. I bring you greetings from the throne of God and greetings to those of you who are fellowshipping with us for the very first time, whether in this place or whether online. We thank God for you and celebrate the goodness of God for everybody's life. Can I hear a good amen? Well, amen. Who are from? Having said that to you, let me specially welcome, you know, somebody who does not know Christ. And by chance, as you may think it, you have chance on this broadcast. But it is all divine arrangements and orchestration. It is going to be a blessing to you. I will also specially welcome my mother, Christiana Dotete, also who have joined us online. Mommy, God bless you. We love you. We treasure you. Say a good amen. Our foundation scripture for this particular revival meeting is John chapter 6. And I'm going to use the opportunity to read a couple of verses to you. Last night, I read verse number 47. And I will go further and read also verse number 53. So, and then maybe I will end it up from 66. So John chapter 6 and verses number, first one is 47. Hallelujah. The Bible says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believe on me has eternal life or everlasting life. Or abundant life. He that believes on me, the Bible said, has eternal life, everlasting life, or abundant life. The same commodity that the Bible talked about in John chapter 3, verse number 15. What I just quoted is exactly what John 3:15 says. That whosoever believeth on Jesus should not perish, but have eternal life. Then in verse number 16, the most popular verse of the Bible said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in Jesus Christ should not perish, but possess everlasting life. So interchangeably, he is using the word eternal life, everlasting life, and sometimes abundant life, which is the same commodity derived from the Hebrew word zoe, which means abundance of life, life eternal, life that comes only from the womb of God, life that is only given by God through his son Jesus Christ. The Bible said God has given us eternal life, and this life is through his son. 1 John chapter 5, he makes that reiteration. We will come to that. As a matter of fact, it is going to be our base or our rudimental scripture for tomorrow. God has given us eternal life, and this life or that life is through his son Jesus Christ. And so when he picks up on this particular one, he is trying to make a point. Let's go to John chapter 3 and verse number 53 in that particular John chapter 6 rather verse number 53 John 6 53 John chapter 6 and 53. The Bible said, Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, except you eat my flesh, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. And then he goes further from verse number 54. And whosoever eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood, the Bible said, has eternal life, and I will raise him up in the last day. Let's proceed to verse number 66. And in the 66th verse, the Bible said, from that time, many of his disciples, went away from him, and they walked no more with Christ Jesus. The Bible said, and Jesus Christ asked the 12, will you also go away? Then Simon Peter answered unto him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life, and we have believed and are sure that thou art the Christ, Son of the living God. These scriptures are not read in church anymore. These kind of verses that I just read to you, they are hard to find in church. I'm reminding you that the people that died in yesterday's accident, 17 people in all, this morning also, another one has occurred. This time, we couldn't pick their bodies out. Everybody burned to death. 21 people, they are gone. Now, somebody will ask, what is going on here? Is it witches, wizards, carelessness, foolishness, negligence, madness? What is going on here? I just want to remind you, this is a sorrowful generation. Matthew chapter 24 and verse number 8. Jesus said, this is the beginning of many sorrows. These are the beginning of many sorrows. And sometimes we are very quick to apportion blame to something, and we are ignoring the real portrait of the end time. The end time has a portrait. This is why the Bible is very clear and very, very straight to tell you to hold on to the faith that you have in Christ Jesus. Yeah. All these are the beginning of many sorrows. In other words, it is not even the real thing. It's just the beginning. The real thing. Let me put that aside for just a moment and ask a question. Where are those 21 plus 17? How much is that? Or how many are that? Yay. 38 people. Where are they going? Because you are not just dying into oblivion, or you are not dying into a vacuum, or you are not just perishing or as perishing. I'm reminding the church, may we come back to the rudiments of the truth of God's word to understand that Nipa Obe, because like my mother preached at Ejase's funeral, Unipa Obe, because Unipa Obe, because the kingdom of God is not meat and drink. And yet, did you know? I'm speaking to you. The world leaders are meeting in Glasgow right now in Scotland, and they are debating climate change and global warming, because there are so many people that are also, demonstrating and protesting that world leaders are not doing enough to save the planet from global warming and climate change, and because there all these flat and all these things that are happening right now as I'm speaking to you, how can it be raining in November? This is the time of Arabata. By now, the Hamatan should be showing its head off. Last year, I remember up to the 23rd of December, it was raining. Something that never happened. And the meeting that was going on in Glasgow never consulted the Bible. World leaders met and the grace was not shared. Prayer was ignored. Bible is ignored. And everything that is going to happen in this end time has already been documented, and yet they ignore it. The Bible said very clearly, the wind bloweth where it listeth, and you hear the sound thereof, but canest not tell whether the wind is going and where it's coming from. So is the man that is born of the Spirit. That means that flesh and blood only cannot prevail. The man that is born of the Spirit, the Bible said very clearly in 1 John chapter 3 from verse number 1, he was making a very, remarkable presentation. And then when he started by saying, behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed unto us, that we should be called the children of God. Therefore, the world knoweth not us, because it knew not Christ. In verse number 2, the Bible said, beloved, now we are sons of God, and it doeth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, and for we shall see him as he is. I will read it all over again. Beloved, now we are the sons of God, and doeth not yet appear what we shall be. The Bible said, but we know that when Christ appears, we shall be like him. In other words, we will take his fashion, like him, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering being made conformable unto his death. Go to verse number 3. Listen to that. And this is, and every man that had this hope in him purify himself even as he is pure. Oh, the church must hear this. Every man that had this hope. The Bible said, so I'm telling the world leaders that I've gathered in Glasgow right now, that every man that have this hope that the Son of Man is coming again, and when he appears, we will be like him. The Bible said that every man that has this particular hope, purify himself. This is exactly what he said in Galatians 5:24. Exactly what he said. Galatians 5:24. And they that belongs to Jesus Christ, they have crucified the flesh and its affections and lust. Crucify the flesh with the affections and lust. Nina has an S with it. Affections. Lust. This is going to fuel the perversion of the end time. The Bible said, because iniquity shall abound. Matthew 24 verse 12. Because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. I'm telling you, the revealing or the revelation of the great apostasy. Apostasy simply means I'm telling you, Peter,
This boy
committed suicide because of a girl.
Threw the Bible away.
Otunyamia samchini. Osi girl bi amane broken heart. Wajade kankasa. Sabre what to jani mu obe hunu se de wiase. Girl am mouth ayi. Kobisa osuma for Paul say girl se send one you die.
There are
some very holy and pure Roman fathers who don't follow the status quo.
Father for be hormone father defeat any me. Omo ye serious. Spirit filled, tongue talking, anointed.
Bisa omo se ni person omo ni omo da. Omo commit suicide. Who saw Peter wa commit suicide? Because of a girl. What to Barbara chene? Ramwa juma na de na ba. Bibi sa so fo wa. Umma juma na de na ba.
Because the lust and its affections must be crucified. The bonasendium
atomontena se ambrasia. Clap your hands for the Lord. Thank you. Can you clap better for the Lord? And so let me begin with my submission with 2 Peter, 2 Timothy rather. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse number 13. Timothy, ngoma tosumi, you know, itirika imuaya, edumian. Now the Bible said in 2 Timothy, focus please. 2 Timothy chapter number 1 and verse number 13, where the Bible went further and talked about hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. Put it in a different version. This version says very clearly, so keep at your work this faith and love rooted in Christ, exactly as I set it out for you. It's as sound as the day you first heard it from me. This other version also says, hold firmly to the true words that I have taught you as the example for you to follow and remain in the faith. Remain. Remain in the faith that are ours in union with Jesus Christ. This other version also say, you know, hold on to the pattern of wholesome teaching. I will want to use this version to do a very quick submission talking to people, because one of the things that is polluting and contaminating the spirit and concentration of the faith of people is evil teachings. Let me put it that way. The Bible calls them doctrines of devils. It is going to be abundant in this end time. You are going to see all kinds of teaching without ecclesiastical basics. You are going to see teachings without biblical foundations. You are going to see all manner of teachings that you do not know where they are coming from. But the Bible calls them doctrines of devils. Any teaching that divides a man and his wife, a church member and his pastor, any teaching, this is what he meant by that. Ladies and gentlemen, when he was talking it, one man of God was speaking to me yesterday. He said, my wife hates you with passion. Yeah, my wife hates you with passion. My wife does not want to hear your voice. He doesn't want to hear your teaching. My wife does not want to follow me to my church. My children don't follow me to my church. This is how, you know, teachings, doctrines of devils will turn people in. Missy, anybody who does not want to hear Kofi Odro is either possessed or a hater of the cross. Because we are speaking the mind of God to you. Wouldn't he have it here? Yeah. Yeah. And this is what the Bible said. He said, now the Holy Spirit tells us clearly, 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1, clearly that in the last days, some will turn away from the true faith. And the Bible said, they will follow deceptive spirits and teachings that comes from devils or demons. Teachings! That is what the Bible says. Yeah. Now, home can you pay for this and need the actually anymore? It be more ever from another home, and you know, our morning church. Eh, home, I chew on home, a frigid in home. What the fam home? What the one home be butter home? A dear infrasia no na enye no. Asse or that's who Gideon but what in a home bo and nada home any a home money and church a chua one more chew on one for Gideon home. We have read your missing me generation be what is a generation. Messi Boniba does swan to the point is a dakro obebano. This time round, and your ba ne fa bema and obema ne fa ba on the altar. And udi asa wenye hunubi. This time it will be bema wo dini nyonku trumu on the altar. That is coming. There are cathedrals na ye somu in Europe. Those cathedrals have been turned into sex museums. If you want to learn how to have sex, you will go into a cathedral and sit down, and people are having live sex in Holland. Go to Amsterdam, you will see it. Holland is there. If you are looking for one place where perversion is on the earth, it's Holland, followed by Italy, then to New Orleans, Louisiana, then we come to a place like Congo, then to a place like, La Côte d'Ivoire. Then when you take Nigeria and South Africa out, Ghana will be followed. That is where you are. Perversion to the height. It is a brand new woman, no, inipa mpeno kure. So put back the 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse number, or they're saying 13, no, put it back. And let me read this in three. In this particular stance, this is what the Bible says. Read the word, sir. This is what the Bible makes it and emphatically read for us. The Bible said that you know, son semwa, eya diye benya.
Eya wote enumu nchen, osi son sempa, eya wote enumu nchenu, inshwe sumu ye. Gideon odo awo Kristo Yesu mu mu ade pa awo de ahya won sa no fa honhon konkon awo te yemu no sohwe fa honhon konkon awo te yemu no sohwe sohwe so.
You missed the big thing is this one. You know, I will let you relax for some time so that I can build up on my foundation. Then I can bring you in later. You know, the Bible said, you know, this is the main thing. Sheso. Sheso. Wama ubi bisheso. Ubiya wotiha. Enkwajie no eyache diye. Sheso. Sheso. Wadi bibiya chew. Wentu yaka. Ubidi ni moja ane dumu wo. Ubi wumao. Sadiya no. Sheso. Sheso. Freely you received it. Sheso. And I'm talking to everybody in this particular place. Adiantia when yami bebu ye na ya ten. And I say, why ya hweso for? Maybe let me take this word off and then bring a different word. Why ya hweso? Ye hwene jumaso. Adom ni achedi ye bi. You have a joy 24 hours? I was with me, Hesu Bibu Hunkunta. Hesu. Hesu. A dear no, what the Achono. Hesu. I will push a little further and go to chapter 3 of the same Timothy, 2 Timothy 3. And this time I will read from verse number 12. Very interesting. Was in a woman who pers wadinya mesumpa, etana se ewe Christo Yesu munna wabetao. And then he goes to verse number 13 and he said, Nani pab.
bone esisi fo e be ko won enim e wo bone mu wadada na wadada won nti won e dada no ye be dada won so that is going to be nada. You are looking at this. Was it nani pa bone fo esisi fo be ko so e wo enim di bone bone ba ye common u pia bone ten be hu bone wo be ya. And now, casual police command Kochi in Ipa 150. Prostitution, weed, tongue, cocaine, tongue, and all that kind of thing. Armed robbers, people with guns at casual. Every criminal, they arrested 150 people. Can you imagine that? Your boss cutter, and your chief, 150 people. And all of them. Eh, call woman name was Bonnie. Bibia ya no na na mehwe girl so no aya chi wom enka obi a wodibem ye chi no abehunu sa hunuo atie agu ne so aha we dia woman ni asensene wom ni do wo omo prosifon wom nya wom mbe di wom bone they don't care uti mu so woman ni asensene atwama no wom omo pono wom mfede ho you know wom ne nam monte ne so wom te se nyama fo ma ko shifo ma atwama pa sha won atade they don't care. Because bone e konenim bone be konenim ma be wura sori de dan woni papa be tena hana sofu bu no wonye ne ho bone be konenim and you think that there be am catch no so ba sori a hwan ho ye firi se nipa no aba hana nyi womu na na be som nyame it wo tie na obi afa ho plan watade e show ne ade e show obi be se wo pe enye pe no wo pe wo hunu bibi wo ho wo be tutu attack ran na everyone. I'm talking to you. Sometimes you ask obi se wo pe obi na me dey you know ya na me shun brebre hongrungrung wo tu mu na djuma ne se enka wa ba be tena wo mu no wo kirekire wo de wo ko no kure na mu enye be ma bia na ye ware se de nware nkwasiafo ene akoshifo ene anihafo. We do not marry people that are visionless. You marry a man, you marry the man's vision. It is not the vision, no, and now because if you do, baby, no, it is not about loving, it's that's going to go. Because then at a point, you will be marrying the vision of that particular man, and you will live with him according to the measure of his vision. And then ube unu se, umoma efri mohono amokwa, ube unu se, enyama franinti nauti awa. That purpose, that vision, that obligation and assignment becomes the reason why you are living with that man and living with that woman. And you will be a you will see you will pay no. You will be a you will see you will pay. Say a good amen. The world has come to the place where it is unfolding, and as it's folding up, we are now going to see everything that the Bible have talked about in 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 1. We are going to see perilous times in the last days. And then in verse number 2, the Bible said, for men will be lovers of them own selves. They will be covetous. They are going to be boastful. You know, they will be proud. They will be, you know, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. And when the Bible talked about in verse 3, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, they will be incontent, fierce, and despisers of those that are good. In verse number 4, the Bible said the generation itself is going to be a generation of traitors. You know, party will betray party. When I look at this guy that was arrested this morning, who have been, you know, he was the president's nominee for somewhere in Koforidua, who have given people bribes, and woman tuetiano. And I feel so watching a bribe in the back. And I will be so on the phone with the child. And the whole of yesterday, it trended. This morning, the Inspector General of Police have directed that guy should be arrested. As I'm speaking to you, they are preparing him for court. In other words, somebody, His Excellency thought. Somebody, my president thought. Is going to be a good MMDC. Is going to jail very soon. Very soon, His Excellency will know that most of his appointees are looters. Very soon. Yeah, very soon. Now, we say, this man will walk away freely. If this person have not filmed it, William, now we can't say my money. Go for 20,000, 20,000, 20,000, 20,000. And then he teach the Bible and swear, I swear with the Bible that I am going to be the best MMDC, that I will defend, protect the Constitution of the Republic of this end time. We are going to see men like that. And nada is going to be the hallmark of this particular end time. Push the scripture there. The Bible said there will be traitors. Heady. Put this verse in a different version. In this version, the Bible said they will be treacherous, ruthless, bloated. Yeah, windbags, bloated windbags, addicted to lust and allergic to God. The people of this generation will be allergic to God. The moment you mention the name of God, you say, fast saw your soul. Allergic to God. Recently, we were looking for a place, you know, to start a branch in a particular place. That area, they have gone wrong everywhere. Spaces! So, the first question, what do you hear? They say, yeah, sorry, I said, and I said, okay, change the course. Tell them some of the baby yaba. Then they said, okay, mom, mommy, enter us and I didn't come. Allergic to God. They don't like God. Anything God, they don't want to know. Allergic to God. Put the scripture there. Let us work. Put it in a different version. In this particular version, look at what they say. They will betray their friends, be reckless, be puffed up with pride, and they will love pleasure rather than God. Another version. This version, it says, you know, they will be treacherous, reckless, and swollen up with pride. They will love pleasure rather than God. The last version. And then they said, the Bible said, traitors, reckless, conceited or conceited, lovers of sensual pleasure rather than lovers of God. Put it in three. In this version, the Bible said, Afika for Akaka being for Wama, Wakurai Wama, Wadranitia, dear. A chain with Yankupa, Miba Yenanka, Mikofa, boys here, almost one of one white dance hall for a bad demaha. And I'm this speaker, Kasaskia, be block Ukwano, and only a dear, and I'm the lights me and says, see what, Mikamichi now, Yanya announcement, Ahena Bayam. Ahena, mama min funny say, watching me announce, so we are having a gay party, gay poolside party. Become it all. You will see people in Ditrumu in sizes, in colors. You will see them, all manner of people. Me na me catch you. What do you do, my dear? Here, kind of. What try? What me do, true? What try? Will be due to McCary. I'm talking to you. And so Jesus, when he saw this, he outlined the portrait of the end time in Matthew chapter 10 from verse number 1. Listen to the word of God. Matthew 10 verse 1. This is how he puts it. The Bible said that he called for his disciples. And when he called them, the 12 together, the Bible said that he gave them power over demons to cast them out. And when he gave them that power, he then mandated them, commanded them to go forth and go and work. In verse number 1 of Matthew chapter number 10, the Bible said, and when he had called unto him the 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits and cast them out and to heal all manner of diseases and all manner of sickness. And then in the next verse, he said, now these are the names of the 12 apostles. These are the name of the names of the 12 apostles are these. The first Simon, which is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother. The next verse, the Bible said, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew, the publican, James, the son of Alphonse, and Lebius, whose surname is Thaddeus. And then he goes further and says, Simon the Canaanite and Judas Iscariot, who also betrayed Jesus. And then in the next verse, he said, these 12 Jesus sent and commanded. I want to, now there are lessons for tonight. The first lesson was he sent them, you know, and the Bible, I like the other version. The Bible said, and he sent them and then instructed them. The other said, he sent them and mandated them. The other said, he sent them, and Jesus sent out the 12 apostles with these instructions. And then you go to the next version. In this other version, I just want that first line. You know, these 12 men were sent out by Jesus with the following instruction. In this other version, the Bible said, and Jesus sent the 12, you know, 12 harvest hands out with discharge, you know. In the this other version, the Jesus sent out the 12, instructing them. This last version, he says, and these 12 Jesus sent out with the following instruction. Go back to you know, King James Version. Let me build up from there. And the Bible is saying categorically, you know, go not into the way of the Gentiles, but into the city of the Samaritans. The Bible said, enter not. And then he said, but rather go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And then when he said, and as you go, preach, don't go and be talking nonsense. Preach. This is where we are going to see five things in common. You know, in systematic theology, you will have, you know, theology, Christology, pneumatology, soteriology, eschatology, five things. Then we are going to see five things. Number one, hermeneutics, homiletics, human dynamics, apologetics, and you are going to have, you know, also the eschatological trends of God's word. Therefore, you are going to have the people that are going to bring, you know, exegesis. And so five things together: hermeneutics, homiletics, human dynamics, apologetics, and exegesis. When they pick up a text and they stand in front of God's people, one more Bible, Papai Asimunimo, I am Pinsim Pinsimo, when you pakunua web beer when you're near Simono, or no one kasa, or you're in her swap. Now, what do you need to fear? I am her swap. I'm talking to you. The person that cannot hear you. And right now you can cancel him. If a man cannot take care of his own house, having his own children in gravity, how can he take care of the house or the church of Jesus Christ? This is a very good thing. You know, 1 Timothy chapter 3, he was talking about, you know, if a man desires the office of a bishop, so will be far or hereful and now or software juma. Now a fair juma, papa. If a person desires the office of a shepherd, he has desired a good work. The next verse, no Bible, I can't say me, a bishop therefore must be blameless, a husband of one wife, vigilant, sober, of a good behavior, given to hospitality, and always ready and has the ability or apt to teach. In this particular verse, listen to the and so the set or for me say when yan wants him being. Neni da ho ya kasu will be a Christo near ne huasam ni ekike. Neni da ho e ki ekwa sorry ya wenum ni eba be mu akira wo mimi pekuna me ye waba na me sisu na me ye Christo ni ba na mi pekuna wei na me hehe mi pe wo bia ne hu ni asam neni da ho na dwene mu te wana me peno ne na bobra o ye ne ho rese o pa ho ho ye oni mo nchere chere obi ya obi nyane me anopa sajua fa ba bro me nkinka ntompa ebo me yenko awurade anim na ye nsire wonyame so wonte ne mo nchere obi se na nka me me ya baba wa me pekuno I wouldn't look for Mercedes. I will not tell you make no mama saka wa for na trick mo woman who some when brand here Sakawa boys are now in church. Woman who said Sakawa for them was a soft for you, Piska. Yeah, it would have bought 1 million cities, they will give it. Yeah, Behunu said, Ubehunu said, and yeah, Sakawa and a better girl, no softener, no. And a better girl. No, man. I have one of my daughters, she's a very good girl. She can be a good wife to you, so don't worry, I will get you a very lovely girl for her to be a leader. It is so for no and a better girl. I'm telling you, Tiakas will be a leader. That is what we are talking about. Me, who can some children, you know, say, be a choir, you are me to be a check young woman. We are Christian, and only to be a Christian, you know. The Bible said, I need the Hoyan, who will say, naturally, moon sote. Say any panel near maybe a honma with near. Go to the next verse, put it back in English, let us work. In this particular verse, the Bible said, not giving to wine, not a striker. That person is not greedy or filthy like a bad patient, not a broad. Not covetous. When Jesus was saying, preach, these are the things that he is telling them to go and preach. The message and content was very clear. Let's go back to Matthew chapter 10. And then when I look very carefully at Matthew 10, which verse are we in now? Which verse are we in now? Yay. 7. Go to verse 7 and let's see whether you know. Preach, saying the kingdom of heaven, or the kingdom, that's right, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Put it in a different version. Let's look at exactly what Jesus said. Go and preach, the kingdom of heaven is near. In other words, the message was clear. You know, and not the Lord will give you double portion American visa. No! Preach, the kingdom is near. The kingdom is among pastor Mutia woman. Preach it. There was a message and a content clear. Preach, the kingdom of heaven is near. You know, I was so into it. Was I saw this young man talking about there is no kingdom that is coming. And you know, I said. The kingdom, the Nigerian as a preacher, this is what I need you to go and preach. 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 Don't play. Preach. Don't play. And for pulpit in Ninsimuno, the pulpit is an epicenter of where God has placed his holy name. You cannot sleep with girls and stand on it. When your wife is there, you cannot, you know, have a promiscuous life and still come back to this. You cannot take people's husbands and come and stand on this. This is the epicenter of the glorious place where God expresses his love to his people. When you stand here, preach! Preach the word in season and out of season. Be instant. Preach it. Your content must be sharp. You must have a message. Your message must not be idol treated. Your message must not be diluted. Your message must not be compromised. Your message must not be watered down. Your message must not be sugar-coated. Your message must be raw and pure. Raw and pure. Raw and pure. Preach the kingdom. There is a kingdom coming. Yeah, there is a kingdom that is coming. The Bible said in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse number 11 and 12, the Bible said, in talking a little bit about the kingdom in Hebrews 11, 11 and 12, through faith, Sarah also herself received strength and conceived seed and was delivered of a child when she was past it because she judged him faithful who had promised promise. Next verse. The Bible said, therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead. The Bible said, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sun which is by the sea, you know, sure innumerable. Next verse. In this particular verse, you know, go to the next verse, 14, and let's see what I'm saying is right there. You know, the Bible said, and for that they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. This was what Jesus was talking about. They seek a country. One more crew. Now we need a crew. So preach the kingdom. There is a king who has a domain. Everything for a diet over the chef form. Now we crano home being in a meaning. That is a kingdom. They seek a country. Verse number 15, very interesting verse. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had an opportunity, you know, to have returned. The Bible said in verse number 16, but now they desire a better country, that is, and heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he had prepared for them a city. Therefore, in verse number 17, this is what he said. By faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son. They were not looking for, you know, too many things as we seek in this generation. They were looking for a heavenly country and a city whose maker and architect was God himself. You know, they were not Tiediamekano, because when Inipaya sophisticated, they will look for messages that pleases people. How to make money, how to create wealth, 17 ways how to, you know, break the job market, 14 ways how to, you know, get a mortgage. Things like that. And therefore, we have forgotten the kingdom which he is talking about. Preach it! Whether they believe it or not, whether they accept it or not, whether they want to hear it or not, preach! Let your word come forth out of your mouth. Make sure that you prepare the message well. It is true and formidable. The word is formidable. Preach it! Preach the Son of God, Jesus the Messiah. Preach Jesus the Christ. Preach Christ the King, Christ the Healer, Christ the Deliverer. Preach Christ and his kingdom. Preach Christ and his resurrection power. Preach Christ the Savior, Christ the Restorer of all broken walls. Preach Christ. Preach it. Preach it. When you go to the court, they know the fake and they know the truth. When you go to the police service, they know the fake, they know the truth. When a person is preaching and he's preaching the pure gospel, even the madman on the street know this is the gospel. Preach it! They may not like it, they may not like you. Preach it, Jesus said. Bring back the scripture, Matthew chapter 10. He said, we are in verse 7. I'm going to verse number 8. You know, the verse number 8, the Bible said, and this is what he said, heal the sick. In other words, when we preach, these signs will follow the people that believe. There will be healing. Heal the sick. Bring the dead back to life. Put it in King James Version. In the King James Version, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils, free freely you have received and freely give. You cannot say emergency, 5,000. Freely you have received, freely give. You cannot say that we are having a consultation at Alabaster. Everybody queue up, fill a form and pay 1,000 cedis or 100 cedis or oil is 5 cedis. Nonsense! We don't sell anything here. Nothing is for sale. Freely you have received. Freely give. Obian shayen. Shayen ton oil. Entire juma. Obian shayen shayen ton oil. Entire juma. Angwa isu umukase. Semipija. Na mi boye Yesu din. Na ponche yare wo mi fi. Ebe sa ponche ne yare. E mane nya wo se. Oye ono a enkrofo ono ko fa firi mankesim. E fa boys di e chire si wo momra meye se wo ya apache ne ni fraye. E bre no a entesa no. E mane nya wo se. Nyame hunu ni se ye bibi. Put the scripture back. Freely you have received. It's free. Give it free. Obianshel. I'm telling you. Most of all these things, I'm telling you, is fake. You stick a boho, not you know, the phone is you know, Obayaria Fen Sopi Paddy and him, a chimo, Fagun, Suan, and a family, but Franinum, or no Yaria no Akununun specialist. Really? I'm telling this generation is free. The anointing is free. It's free. Uba haya juice ka se ube hu kofi odru. Se kofi odru o ye den na ube hu na ube tues ka. O ye den. Se o ye den. Freely you have received, freely give. Go to the next verse. In this next verse, he said, provide. Jesus wanted to prove to them that when I send somebody, I also provide for that person. So intentionally, don't go with gold, silver, or brass, or a purse. In the next verse, he said, don't take a bag, don't take two coats, don't take shoes, do not go with any provision. For a workman is worthy of his wages. A workman is worthy. Look at the word worthy. I will come back to it. Next verse, verse number 11. The Bible said, and into whatsoever city or town you will enter, inquire who it is worthy. He didn't say who it is rich. Worthy. Bible said, "Yeah, what then? Sasofuntum that him now washen echino omfata." That same word worthy is used. He that putteth his hand to a plow and looketh back is not worthy of the kingdom of heaven. In other words, that same word worthy will be one more. We niska ba kuroni mono omfata we nyami enim. Oka kubisa na senekota na nengi. Obehe. Said ye nano obehe kunafuano eche Elia anase Eli. Lisa, ya wode more ene enguka kranu anakano enu edriyane manyamini panidiye. When you go, look for the person that is worthy. Not wealthy. Worthy. Worthy. You will nipa when you shada bibibi mama monfa sadi ye winsome. Like as Isaiah ye tisui. We name it after Isaac Kwamnamponsa and Comfort Dakwamponsa, my grandparents, who gave us this land for free. We have been here for over 20 years without paying a kobo. Because they are worthy. Do you know what will happen? Omoma, omonana, omonana, kansu anmo, in shiram free wo mufieda. Oh, wansani wimwe. Worthy. Go to the next verse as I close. I close with it. Listen to that. I feel the anointing coming down this night. And when ye shall come to that house, salute it. And the next verse says, if that house is be worthy, look at that. He's repeating it. If the house is worthy, let your peace be upon the house. But if the house is not worthy, let your peace return with you. In the next verse, the Bible said, and whosoever shall not receive you, nor hear your words, when you depart out of that house or city, shake off the dust of your foot. The Bible said, verily, I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable than the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment. Jesus is comparing Sodom and Gomorrah as the most perverse generation, except this one. Jesus, Epheswar, can say, Sodom and Gomorrah is the most wicked generation that has ever lived until this one started. This one is more than Sodom and Gomorrah. Sodom and Gomorrah, no amount for we ain't shed a petition. But we do it. Sodom and Gomorrah, no more repeat about for 2 years. But we are doing it. Sodom and Gomorrah, no woman did true, but said, no woman, you know, now Sodom and Gomorrah, no woman did true, but we want to take it all around the world and legalize it and let everybody know that we trem, na me fa beme true, or kwa tremunato. Now then they are not saying, you know, me person did true, now they are saying that, me sorry, no pana me feel, send me a kramaya, munya, me na me kramaya. This, you say Sodom and Gomorrah, they were that. Therefore, Jesus makes a public acknowledgement. There is a day of judgment. Judgment is coming, ladies and gentlemen, where everything will appear. 2 Corinthians, chapter number 5, verse number 10. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 10. The Bible said, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. Christ is your judge. We all will appear before his judgment seat, that everyone will receive the things which they have done in this body according to as they have done, whether good or bad. There is a judgment day. I'm finishing up. There is a judgment day. There is judgment for it. And yet real, there is judgment for it. And how hokra? There is judgment for it. There is judgment. Revelation chapter 20, verse 12. The Bible said, and the books were opened. After I saw the dead, great and small, stand before God, the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the Bible said, and the dead were judged. The dead were judged out of the things which were written according to their works. Go to the next verse, 13. Interesting. And the sea gave up its dead, which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead, which were in it, and they were judged according to their works. Go to the next verse. Listen to that. You know, and death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. I like the last one. Listen to that. And whosoever was not found written, whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Now, book of Revelation is divided into two parts. From chapter 1 to chapter number 5. That belongs to the born-again Christian. From chapter 6 up to the last chapter belongs to the unbeliever after the rapture is taking place. When you now see, and I saw the new Jerusalem, then we come in again into the picture. Shaye! Na rapture ne nyahu asasi so. I'm talking to you. The day you wake up and you see on your television that people are missing. Die. Se usori anopa na yekwasi era na wotwen ya na covid rampie na deda ama. Wini ma tambo piti swa. Uwa problem. I'm talking to you. As I finish the message, listen, let me say this very quickly. Bring back the scripture. Matthew, I'm going down a little bit. The Lord will let me say this to you. Verse number 16. Go to 16. Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Therefore, be wise. Be wise. And kotadi ya wunim se wundimintia. And ye me free, ye free ho. Be wise. Untimi metina will be free 20 years. Be wise. The sumamo se nyantene kompete kumunti. Munye nyansafu. Be wise. Nipebi wa wish yaoma, you should say hello and pass. Rather than have a selfie. And here I am talking to myself. Nipebi wa, you should rather say hello and pass. You will save yourself from many troubles. Done for that person to be a friend. Be wise. The bi Pastor Aaron me kasa chiremo se yesumu fidi o sori anopa ansa na obi tu anamu edikan reform shenu angutie fidi ni biso the na ye king tanya walk chere and see yenjo because odumo wonyame di adom ye no se yentimi anhwesu yie ya anhwesu yia ene die chere no ye could do adom adwane ni mu ankunta bi ani wa ye kobo. And this is how I will finish. A man ye wube DNA ye wube she. I'm telling you to the truth that is coming. Man ye wube DNA ye wube she. I'm telling you something profound. Book of Titus. I will finish up with that. Titus chapter 1. Book of Titus. I will read verse number 13. And then I will go further and end up, you know, how the book ends up. Titus chapter number 1 and verse 13. The Bible said this witness is true. Wherefore, rebuke them sharply, that they may be sound in the faith. Bring the tree Bible down. This is it. A dance ye in tea. The Bible is saying, you won't attack it. You won't attack it. Now, why you want dinner? It would GDM. It will yame. Or person when you were dinner. Will you attain? Will you attain? Attain a will you near sharp? Aye, sharp. When I have feature in a ye chiamau. I wish I can explain. A lady in this church was going to have a wedding. 3 months to her wedding, she had an accident. Fractured her foot. They put a POP on it at Nyaho Clinic. And I said to Nyaho people, take this thing off. They said, Pastor, I said, take this thing off. They cut the POP off. I'm saying, discharge her. I'm going to discharge her, you know. I'm going to go for a train. Now, who warned me? Boom, penny, my boom, I said, how? My way, my dear. I took her away. And we called on my train, you know. One came from Ekuyapem, one came from Ganeshi. We were Monday to Wednesday. Now we have a Thursday, Friday. I'm saying, men are meet here. Or am I sorry about it? Nema me, ewu no, yedini jame. Into a meba. Otiemua, imua. Usua, imua. Chenena ina mame. I'm so much to be chinning my sister in Susa. We say, Muasuno. And Renanim, or Chen Renanim. China Katimani. 3 months. That sister, Gina Hill. So, Gina, sape pepe na wo ye na dwuma
asem wa etene wo etene wo onyame do wa sa na wo ye otene tene mu wo chia na ka wa si ha wo kan wa ka wa sim sa na wo ye sebe ya wo sura hinie ne mo enkwagie no a wanya na wo be so mu ye. I don't know who I'm talking to right now.
As I close, my time is up. As I close, I want to tell everybody in this place,
Adumna,
what the amount of your sweet freezer, you know, and yes, sir, and can you see you are tankete. You've been making sure. Say you are 10 years. So many a train will not know how we feel. First Timothy chapter 6. First Timothy chapter number 6. First Timothy 6. Last but one verse is verse 20. Look at verse 20 as I close. Oh Timothy, keep that which is committed to your trust. Avoid profane and vain babbling and oppositions of signs falsely so called. And in the next verse, the Bible said, which some profess and have erred concerning the faith, grace be with you. And he added an amen. How could you, Imam? Listen to the word of God. The Bible said, oh, Timothy, Shadia. This is a second scripture I'm telling you about. God is going to judge me concerning every soul that came to Alabaster. God is going to bring that into account. The dan wofrins in whoa a one tier and in dia wabua freno sa wa echin yes someone on the next verse. The Bible says enona e binum e yi chile pie free gidien ho adomon gown. Go to the 20th verse again. I will close with it. Timothy, dear show one son. Your king is coming again. It will shock you when you listen. Me chida o baby e bi firi wo ha wo mo kwa e be yo ya me shishi. Oh, sorry, free them, baby. Oh, kwa. You will be shocked. Michinao, the nipa is suni banya womu womu. It will shock you. But what the baby asha when sangwa genwa when yan went to yaka. Or si shesu ye. Shesu ye. I got sorry, dear. You got tenanka wedu muni yakote. Now when yaba honso. I'm telling you. Sanya Mani, you are the next Bill Gates. You are the next James Mbunu. James Mbunu. See, come and see your baby Maubi, a Kuno Bema Ubi, a Yoruba Maubi. Nina, and Yama, what they might want more history. As I close, I commend all of you to God and to the word of his grace that is able to build you up. Any pan where she and no pay, or my crap. Mami police one more ba. I said the car was going to Laura. Do you free kumasen on one more se So feed on another test I can more afraid they said today. If you go to me fro. Eba be drawn up. An opa no ami pay up his yedi. It in ubi simi horse. Don't worry, me don't be banis yo. Wako drama kotung and everything. Why yeah dinna we say oh it's a bomb. Nine, the phone boy,
ikuru na hin na wa wa wo ba wo pa wa hin leader ko fofo no so wo ikuru ni aso me se say ni e wo ma she but ye ye charge wo asase so no na temu osi sister ehu ehu wo ti asase so wo hun no ne sa e da wo wo wa be hun so bi abegina o jan say eh na da hin or say me a buffo. We are buffo saying. Or so, or so, daddy. Or say, don't know any show. Where are now? Why would you not hear? Why now die? Now buffo and catch us. Whoa. Oh, now we're saying. What's I saying? Go be there. Sorry, sorry, man. What don't suffer mona and frama? I wonder if anyone is saying, now make a canon and yet did the kicker. Makadia Yacha. Stand to your feet. Don't want some Jesus. I say, Peter, so when I was done, Gansam near Jedi, near Munusa, we need Yankopon Krujini. Every bray pa, when you are made some mankrofo. Monkonko ye, Juma mammy. It been so fing, Yamia, Juman, and Yamia, something in the deeds in one. And so God is looking for a new breed of people. People who have not been to school. People who do not really qualify. People who cannot really preach. Who cannot really speak. Who cannot really teach. God is looking for that kind of people to send. And I dream was Tiago in the next 7 minutes. May that anointing locate your head. May you go and do exploits for the Lord. Raise your voice and begin to speak in other tongues right now. Can I hear your voice? Lipo rakata kada. Somebody speak in other tongues. Easy. Asando karanta kadi. Rabada bahashka tute. Somebody raise it up. Raise it. Kukakada bahato kotoho. Ashanta daki dibidiho. Rabata kota. That we will serve the Lord in spirit and in truth. Yes. Raise it up. Raise it up. We're closing. Gabata barote de zidanana na makosha. Pa dike halando do boshata. Gia na na na. Pani ana digigige halo. You are with me on like, come on. Agando pando skia. Riada na batote. Hasindo lo boshada. Ike. Raise your voice. Zia na na na. Let me hear your anointed voice. Akanto, Arika Tanadeho, Ashante, Aki Adarakota, Akinte, Askanto Ramadake, Arente, Akida Badahadiko. Hey! Somebody, Akantolo Boshanaha. Hallelujah. Last prayer. We want to ask the Lord, set us on fire. Set us on fire for Jesus. Use us for your own glory. In these last days, familia dia wope, familia wajuma akrayira, famichimbi, famichibi, sramengo, familia wajuma. Can I hear your voice? Souls are perishing. Souls are perishing. Souls are dying. So, hey, dig. Set
others on fire.
I have 4 minutes to close. Dear Shadaba, dear Nanabo, dear Tanda, Sulalada, dear Nanabo, Tanda, hey! There is an anointing breaking out in this place. The presence of God, the presence of God, the power of the Holy Spirit. There is a move of God in this place. There is a move of, there is an enrichment of the Holy Spirit breaking forth in this place. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost! Holy Ghost! Holy Ghost! Stir us again. Revive us again. Stir us again. Revive us again. Stir us again. It's coming on you. It's coming on you. It's coming on you. It's coming on you. It's coming. Hey! Hallelujah. Your two hands are lifted. And was Rabbi Batiagu Yeshua will be a Biba Tiagu. So when you may etrimo profile what God have assigned to do with your life surely will come to pass. I'm telling you. Let me tell you, God have sent end time soldiers. And I believe that some of those end time soldiers are here in this building. Go, preach, heal the sick, deliver the afflicted, raise the dead. Freely you have received, freely give. Your two hands are lifted. I declare, may the heads of your appointed find your hand, which has the oil. Ma wometi emesha wansase. Nangwasrano enta entu obutiso. Nafa wamu yedia womope. Wankasa wope. Ma wujuri dia ninsa ni. Niangwamadia. Stir us, O God. May the Lord open your eyes to the scriptures. May the presence of God never leave you. May the visitations of God abide with you. May you finish well. May you finish well. Yoko Drua Semna Mekano. May you finish well. May you finish well. Yeah, he that has begun a good work in your life, may he bring it to an accomplishment in the name of Jesus. May he call you and say, good and faithful servant. May he call you and refer to you as good and faithful. Shadamara Hadokosh. The two hands are lifted.
Mawatum no Emra. Yeah.
Sing it for the last time. Mawatum no ma. Oh, yes, there is an anointing here. There is an anointing. Adumbi waha, adumbi, adumbi, tigunya mikrofos. Adumbi, hey! Adumbi. May this anointing break all addictions. Even social media has an addiction. May you be delivered from the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life. May your heart be knitted together with Jesus. Yeah, the center that holds the bread of life. May you be one with the Christ. May you love what he loves and hate what he hates. In the name of Jesus. May your life be entangled around Jesus Christ and the Holy Ghost and the scriptures and the presence of God and the gifts of the Holy Spirit and the wisdom of the Christ. May you go and prosper. You are favored in Jesus' precious name.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.